gusts. Tens of thousands of people have fled their homes. CBS Los Angeles reporter Rick Montanez.
We're watching as this complex here, which we believe is One Coast Condominiums, that is burning right now. A building on the end burning. Then we saw a patio or a balcony catch fire. And that is what we are watching as these winds continue howling and the flames keep burning.
L.A. County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath on CBS Mornings.
Each of these homes is incredibly valuable, not only in terms of dollars and cents, but in terms of how hard people have worked to create and build them. And so it's hard to walk away and think that you might not have much to walk back to. But if we don't get people safely evacuated, it's not only a danger for the people who are living in those communities, but also for the people who are on the front lines.
The Justice Department says in a court filing it will release special counsel Jack Smith's findings on President-elect Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election results, but will keep the rest of the report under wraps for now. And this morning, Trump asked the Supreme Court to pause criminal proceedings in his New York hush money case, now that an appeals court denied his bid to halt Friday's sentencing. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
One thing they're trying to say is that as president-elect, he is protected by the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling before he's even inaugurated.
Overseas, Israel's defense minister says troops have recovered the bodies of two hostages from Gaza. Matthew Libelsberger, the Green Beret who detonated a series of explosives inside a Cybertruck outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas, reportedly used artificial intelligence to help build the devices. CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
Libelsberger asked a chatbot for information on fireworks and other explosive materials, as well as the speed of bullets fired from certain guns. In a statement, OpenAI, which developed ChatGPT, said their models are designed to minimize harmful content and warned Libelsberger against conducting illegal activities.
Well, CBS's Jared Hill tells us the focus is now on Washington, D.C. for the farewells for Jimmy Carter.
Crowds braved D.C.'s freezing temperatures for one final look.
Within my lifetime, a unique president.
President Jimmy Carter will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda for 36 hours. The public can come and pay their respects to the 100-year-old Democrat from Plains, Georgia, before his national funeral on Thursday.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 27 points, the S&P down 5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Formal charges have been filed in connection to a fatal assault in the Racine County Jail. Inmate Devontae Caraway has been charged for the 47-second attack on Joseph Lee in the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve. An autopsy shows Lee suffered multiple severe injuries to his head and spine. Racine's Common Council approved a $2 million project last night to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into four affordable housing units. The development, partially backed by federal funds, will create three-bedroom, two-story homes in the Lincoln King area. A Racine man with a violent criminal history has been arrested after months on the run. Floyd Cooper was wanted for a gang-related shooting in June. He's now locked up in the Racine County Jail. And Rob Wolf has been named as the new executive director of the Racine Art Museum Association. He'll start next week. The outgoing director will stay on as a consultant to ensure a smooth transition. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Marquette wins again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a comeback win in Milwaukee over the Georgetown Hoyas. Final score 74-66. Head coach Shaka Smart.
We get down 14. We're not shooting the ball well. The zone stymied us to some extent. It would have been easy for us to get bummed out, and I thought our guys did a great job collecting each other, helping each other have the spirit that we needed to have to win the game.
NBA, the Bucks host the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Fiserv Forum. Former Marquette star Jimmy Butler says he wants out of Miami, but doesn't want the Heat to trade him to Milwaukee. NFL wildcard playoffs this weekend, the Packers and the Eagles Sunday at 3:30. Matt LaFleur on one of the things that stands out about Philadelphia.
I just feel like the defense is, I mean, they're humming right now. It's a very talented defense. You can tell that they've got everybody on the same page. They got superstars on every level of the defense.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN. clouds, then sunshine today with high temperatures in the mid-20s. With some clouds clearing overnight tonight, we plummet to near 10. With a cold start to tomorrow, clouds will be increasing throughout the afternoon and temperatures rising to flirting with 30. All ahead of light snow pushing in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Imagine playing outside in January. That's what the Beatles did for this song.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo lived his home in Tucson, Arizona, on some California grass. Get back to where you once belonged.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
My eyes, tell me what it is.
local news, timeless hits. WRJN, Brazil Schmazil. Last time the Packers met the Eagles, they played the game in Brazil? That's true. You remember that game, don't you? Well, rematch Sunday, not in Brazil, but in Philadelphia. 3:30 game time, the game heard on WRJN with Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron, of course. And it's sponsored by the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. By Corner House on the Lake, where you can always buy gift cards. And by Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Packers, Eagles, Packers looking for revenge, and hear that revenge happen. Sunday at 3:30 here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
At Just Brew It, every cup tells a story to warm your heart. Nestled in Union Grove, it's your winter haven for heavenly beverages. From handcrafted coffees and soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat by the fire, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It, right on Main Street in downtown Union Grove. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Spanky Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Cheer on the green and gold this weekend in Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Only the lonely.
Local news, timeless hits, and a great instrumental from Booker T and the MGs, WRJN.
for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a
news, timeless hits on WRJN. Heads up, the Paul Harvey rest of the story that you'll hear at 12:05 today starts out kind of grim, but trust me on this one. Stay with it. You won't be disappointed. It's 12:05, Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, but now let's get Stuart J. Waddles in from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with another update on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County Jail inmate Devontae Caraway has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide after a fatal attack on a fellow inmate. The 47-second assault went undetected by staff for over 20 minutes, raising questions about inmate supervision and emergency response protocols. 35-year-old Joseph Lee died from severe blunt force injuries to his head and spine, with medical personnel unable to revive him after that attack. A criminal complaint says other inmates felt threatened and didn't intervene or alert jail staff during the incident. The county executives got together this week. Newly elected Racine County Executive Ralph Malicki met with Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman on Monday. Malicki secured a victory in a special election in December. A statement says the two will continue cooperation between Kenosha and Racine counties. The Racine Art Museum Association has a new leader. The organization has named Rob Wolf as its new executive director. He'll take the helm next week. Wolf was most recently the executive director of the Santa Cruz Museum of Art and History. A statement says he brings a wealth of experience in arts management and a vision for expanding RAMA's impact. The outgoing director, Bruce Pepich, will stay on to assist as a consultant. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
More clouds than sunshine today, with high temperatures in the mid-20s. With some clouds clearing overnight tonight, we plummet to near 10. With a cold start to tomorrow, clouds will be increasing throughout the afternoon and temperatures rising to flirting with 30. All ahead of light snow pushing in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
Yeah.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This man influenced Michael Jackson, especially in terms of his onstage moves, quite a bit. The late Jackie Wilson on WRJN. news, timeless hits, WRJN, and Paul Harvey, an archived rest of the story at 12:05. It's an intriguing one on WRJN.
Hearts go astray, leaving hurt when they go. I went away just when you needed me so.
You're in a hurry, your eager for love, but don't you
hold me tight. I love you.
Timeless hits. Stephen Stills of Buffalo Springfield wrote this song inspired by a riot on Sunset Strip. WRJN.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. It's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Everybody loves it.
stolen that I loved her. She would have stayed till who knows when, but I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I wanna be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. I didn't lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Voice and Hearts. Tommy Voice, Bobby Hart did I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight. Sounds kind of like they're overthinking things a bit. WRJN.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The devastating toll grows in Southern California from deadly and destructive wildfires.
My heart just breaks for all my neighbors who have lost their homes.
She lives in Pasadena. Officials report more than 1,000 structures destroyed in L.A. County. Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
We have over 500 personnel assigned, and unfortunately, we have 2 reported fatalities to civilians.
2 deaths and what he describes as a significant number of injuries. Tens of thousands of people have left their homes. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez says that includes many celebrities.
Say a prayer for the Palisades here.
The Hills alum Spencer Pratt shared a video capturing the moment the home he shares with his reality star wife Heidi Montag Pratt and their 2 young sons was destroyed by a wildfire.
Where are the airplanes?
Actor Steve Guttenberg went unrecognized, urging people to get out of their cars, leave the keys inside, and run. Mandy Moore, Eugene Levy, James Woods, L.A. Lakers coach J.J. Redick, and their families were also forced from their homes.
Well, the Justice Department indicates it will release Special Counsel Jack Smith's findings on President-elect Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election, but will keep the rest of the report under wraps for now. And Trump today asked the Supreme Court to pause criminal proceedings in his New York hush money case now that an appeals court denied his bid to halt Friday's sentencing. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
Trump wants all of these allegations, these cases, gone. He doesn't want this final report, which is the culmination that Jack Smith will release, a comprehensive report about the D.C. and Florida cases, which will have evidence, allegations, potential witness testimony, and he just really doesn't want that to come out as he's about to enter office.
Overseas, Israel's defense minister says troops have recovered the body of at least 1 hostage from Gaza. Correspondent Matt Piper has more on new developments surrounding a celebrity's death last year.
The second of 2 men accused of supplying drugs to singer Liam Payne, who plunged to his death from a 3rd-floor hotel room in Buenos Aires in October, has turned himself into authorities. He's 21 years old, and police say he was an employee at the Casa Sur Hotel in the Argentine capital where the former One Direction singer died. A total of 5 people are charged in the pop singer's death.
Another big day today for the movie Wicked.
Popular. You're gonna be popular.
It leads the way with 5 nominations for the Screen Actors Guild Awards, 4 nominations for A Complete Unknown. Wall Street's. Right now the Dow is up 16 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Formal charges have been filed in connection to a fatal assault in the Racine County Jail. Inmate Devontae Caraway has been charged toward the 47-second attack on Joseph Lee in the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve. An autopsy shows Lee suffered multiple severe injuries to his head and spine. Racine's Common Council approved a $2 million project last night to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into 4 affordable housing units. The development, partially backed by federal funds, will create 3-bedroom, 2-story homes in the Lincoln King area. A Racine man with a violent criminal history has been arrested after months on the run. Floyd Cooper.